This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel summons National Assembly session on January 18 on government's recommendation. 85 proportional representation candidates withdraw nominations ahead of House election. Chief Election Commissioner warns of strict enforcement of Election Code of Conduct. Historic milestone for Nepal's space program achieved with first student-built satellite Munal launch. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. Now, the news in detail. The government has recommended that President Ramchandra Paudel summon a session of the National Assembly. According to government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kharel, a meeting of the Council of Ministers held at Singhadarbar on Monday decided to convene the National Assembly session at 11 a.m. on Sunday, January 18, at the Federal Parliament Secretariat, Singhadarbar. Following the recommendation, the Office of the President confirmed that President Paudel has formally announced the session in accordance with Article 93(1) of the Constitution. Meanwhile, the Cabinet approved several key decisions. The government has decided to provide $350,000 to support the reconstruction of an archive at a Buddhist pagoda in Myanmar, which was damaged by an earthquake in March 2025. Likewise, as a member state of the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ISIMOD, the government also approved the payment of $285,000 as Nepal's annual contribution for 2024. In administrative appointments, Govinder Prasad Bhandari has been appointed chairperson of the Gorkhapatra Corporation. Additionally, the cabinet endorsed the 5-year financial sector strategy and national policy against human trafficking. 85 candidates listed under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives election have withdrawn their candidacy, while over 40 withdrawal applications are still under verification. According to Election Commission's joint spokesperson Kul Jisi, the Commission had verified withdrawal applications from 85 candidates by 9:30 p.m. on Monday, yesterday, with additional applications still being processed. Candidates were officially allowed to submit withdrawal applications between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. yesterday. However, applications submitted by candidates or their authorized representatives who reached the Commission before the deadline were also accepted. Following the withdrawals, the Commission will notify the concerned political parties today. Parties must then nominate replacement candidates from the same cluster between January 14 and 16. The revised proportional representation closed list will be published on January 18. The final closed list will be published on February 3rd after reviewing claims and objections filed between January 19 and 24, along with a notice issued on ineligible candidates on February 3rd. The House of Representatives has 275 members, including 110 elected through proportional representation and 165 through the first-past-the-post system. In the meantime, officiating Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari has warned that strict action will be taken against anyone violating the Election Code of Conduct. Inaugurating a 2-day orientation program on election conduct and management for chief returning officers and election officials yesterday, Bhandari stressed that the code of conduct will be enforced rigorously and reminded that this election's code of conduct is stricter than in previous elections. He urged political parties, candidates and election officials to remain vigilant, saying those attempting to disrupt voting will not be spared, and emphasized close monitoring for political activities and observers to ensure a free and fair election. Meanwhile, similar programs on election conduct and management were also held in Chitwan and Nepalganj. The orientation programs are focusing on election management, legal provisions, human resources, security, voter education, and mechanisms to counter misinformation and hate speech. The closed session of the Nepali Congress Special General Convention has been extended until today. The two-day convention began on Sunday at Bhrikuti Mandap in Kathmandu, and the extension was announced while discussions continued on reports presented by General Secretaries Gagan Kumar Thapa and Biswa Prakash Sharma. According to the organizing committee, decisions on leadership and other key issues are expected today during today's session. The Special General Convention Information Division has claimed that more than 60% of delegates have registered their participation in the second Special General Convention in Kathmandu. The convention completed its inaugural session on Sunday and a closed session on Monday. Meanwhile, senior leader Shekhar Koirala has urged Party President Sher Bahadur Deoba to take immediate steps to prevent a possible split within the party, while acting President Purna Bahadur Khadka has appealed to leaders and cadres to maintain unity among ongoing political and economic challenges. In the meantime, a negotiation committee has been formed to address the growing rift which has pushed the party close to a split. The General Secretary duo, leading the Special General Convention, have constituted a four-member team to hold talks with the party's establishment faction. Meanwhile, Party President Sher Bahadur Deoba has assigned Vice Presidents Purna Bahadur Khadka and Ramesh Lekhak to negotiate with supporters of the Special General Convention. Meanwhile, the Nepali Congress Central Working Committee is meeting today at 11 a.m. at the party's central office in Sanepa to discuss recent political and organizational developments. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Anil Kumar Sinha has ruled out granting any monopoly to the Nepal Mountaineering Association, NMA. Speaking at a meeting of the Committee for Legislation Management under the National Assembly at Singhadarbar yesterday, Minister Sinha said that since the NMA is registered under the Organizational Registration Act, it cannot be given special legal privileges. He emphasized that in the current federal context, it would be inappropriate to grant a monopoly to a single organization, even while acknowledging the association's significant contributions to mountaineering and tourism. Minister Sinha noted that the NMA was initially started by a few individuals and stressed that there are many other organizations of a similar nature making the idea of granting a monopoly out of the question. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
डैडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भन अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Israeli Ambassador to Nepal, Shumulik Eri Bas, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Sushila Karki at Singhadarbar yesterday. During the meeting, Prime Minister Karki expressed her gratitude and joy, highlighting the 65th anniversary of friendly relations between Nepal and Israel, emphasizing the need to further strengthen bilateral ties. Ambassador Bas, in return, appreciated the cordial relationship and reaffirmed Israel's commitment to enhancing cooperation. During the meeting, both parties underscored the importance of organizing additional activities to commemorate the 65th anniversary of diplomatic relations. Nepal's first student-built satellite, Munal, was launched yesterday, marking a historic milestone in space program. The Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, said the launch of the CubeSat, which was developed over the past 2 years by 9 high school students from across Nepal with technical support from Nepali engineers and researchers. The project had been carried out in collaboration with Antariksha Pratisthan Nepal, APN, and the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO. Munal was launched abroad ISRO's PSLV C-62 rocket from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota, India at 10:32 a.m. Nepal Standard Time. The satellite was placed into low Earth orbit at around 800 kilometers and was operated from NASTS ground station in Komaltar, Lalitpur. The satellite's mission included monitoring vegetation with dual cameras, testing a domestically developed satellite system on chip, and demonstrating AI-based onboard data processing. Officials said Munal would serve as a foundational prototype for Nepal's future space program and help promote student-led innovation in space science. Now, on to an international news update. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 25% tariff on trade with any country doing business with Iran, a move that could affect major economies, including China and India. The announcement came on Monday via Trump's Truth Social post following his warning over Iran's crackdown on nationwide protests, which activist groups say have killed hundreds and detained thousands. Trump said the tariffs would apply effective immediately and indicated that military action was also being considered if Tehran crossed his red line. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi responded in an interview saying the country is prepared for all options including war, but emphasized that dialogue remains possible. The escalating tensions follow nationwide protest in Iran, an internet blackout imposed since Thursday, and growing international concern over human rights violations. Now to deliver the forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that fog, mist is likely to persist in some places of the Tarai region today. The weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the high hills and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudur Pashchim provinces, while the weather in the remaining areas is likely to remain mainly fair. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of the westerly winds across the country at present, and temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 2 to 4 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 15 to 17 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. President Ramchandra Powdal summons National Assembly session on January 18 on government's recommendation. 85 proposal representation candidates withdraw nominations ahead of House election. Chief Election Commissioner warns of strict enforcement of Election Code of Conduct. Historic milestone for Nepal's space program achieved with first student-built satellite Munal launch. And U.S. President Donald Trump announces 25% tariff on countries doing business with Iran. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.